Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're kicking things off this week talking about news regarding the endangered Mexican gray wolf. There is data out now that says the count is up in the area. Could you share more about that?
That's right. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released their wolf count numbers for 2018. Last year, the numbers were 114 total wolves, which they actually raised to 117 for 2017. This year, they're saying there are 131 wolves in Arizona and New Mexico. This year was also the highest mortality rate for wolves since 1998. There were 21 wolf deaths in 2018, which is something that environmental groups are pointing to as lacking in the Fish and Wildlife Wolf Recovery Plan.
So with these numbers up, are officials mentioning if they're going to continue the program, or are they going to discontinue it? Any word on that?
This program will continue, and the main issue is genetic diversity, which U.S. Fish and Wildlife is working on by releasing what they're calling cross-fostered pups. And in fact, the pups they release, according to Michael Robinson at the Center for Biological Diversity, according to Michael Robinson, the pups they release are all siblings. So add that to the fact that the wolves in the wild, just about every existing Mexican gray wolf, is genetically from seven wolves total that were captured and bred in the 90s. So that's an issue that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife is working on, and probably the biggest threat to the wolf population right now. However, the program will continue.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for that update. Now, I want to move on and talk about news of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham vetoing some capital outlay projects of State Senator Gabe Ramos. What can you share about that?
Senator Ramos really did have some political capital with these appropriations, and a lot of people in the community thought this was in the bag. And the Tour of the Gila group, for example, was budgeting into their future budget part of a $200,000 appropriation that would have gone to them to increase marketing efforts for Tour of the Gila, social media presence, and other things that they may not be able to afford now. The other part of that money would have gone to general outdoor recreation marketing for the Grant County area, and a group, Heart of the Gila, which proposes increasing Grant County's profile as a destination for outdoor tourism, something that the community here is really invested in. They're quite disappointed that this didn't go through. The other appropriation that Senator Ramos was making that got vetoed was intended to expand the athletics program at Western New Mexico University. There was a $375,000 appropriation intended to start a Western New Mexico University men's baseball team and a Western women's soccer team. Both those are now off the table for the time being. However, according to Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales, this funding is still available, and he is keen to work with Senator Ramos and the other stakeholders in perhaps putting this into a bill and getting these projects funded.
Thanks for that update. We are going to move on and talk with C.P. Thompson, who has news from the community of Baird voting to oppose F-16 flyovers from Holloman Air Force Base. C.P., thanks for joining us on the Silver City Report. What can you share about that news?
The Baird City Council voted Monday to oppose the flights by Holloman Air Force Base F-16s to fly over the Gila Wilderness. And Baird becomes the final municipality in the mining district to oppose these flyovers. Hurley and the Village of Santa Clara approved resolutions to oppose these flyovers this year as well.
Okay, CP, thanks for updating us on the Silver City Report. We will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.